personalities won't by itself change strong habit patterns. For example, Casey gave a reading for a grade school age brother and sister who had violent fights. The reading described the hostile behavior in the relationship as a repetition of the last lifetime. They had been members of opposing clans in a fierce Scottish feud. We must be careful, though, as we think about karma in relationships. Even if the karmic principle of repetition is active, where does the karma reside? Is it in the relationship, or is it within each of the individual souls? Casey's readings clearly say that you don't have karma with someone. The karmic memory is within your own soul mind, and if that memory needs to be changed and healed, then you can potentially do it with any number of different souls. You don't have to find the same soul with whom you originally created the problem. Nevertheless, you may still have a tendency to repeat patterns with the same souls lifetime after lifetime. Why is that? Probably because of what happens inside of you when you meet someone whom you've known in the past. It stimulates and draws to the surface the memories of how you thought, felt, and acted in a previous lifetime. Most likely you won't actually remember any of the details of a past life, but what you will experience is a strong impulse for the relationship to follow a certain course. One of the greatest challenges of life for most people is to deal with these inclinations to repeat attitudes and actions all over again with someone. But fortunately, the karmic rule of recurrence sometimes operates in our favor, especially when it comes to talents and abilities. For example, Casey gave a past life reading for a one-year-old boy and revealed that this soul had once been the famous composer Franz Liszt. He said that in the present lifetime there would be great opportunities to express these same musical abilities. In other words, the talented patterns of musical composition repeated themselves. The hard work and commitment from the past was reaping further rewards in a new lifetime. What is particularly interesting about this case is the advice that was directed to the parents of the one-year-old boy. They were told that these extraordinary abilities would not come forth on their own. The skills were there and could be drawn upon, but it would require training to give them the chance to express themselves. This is a very important idea from the Casey readings about positive karma. Constructive, beneficial patterns from the past may repeat themselves, but it may depend also on efforts and application. Here we can see why the Casey readings put so much emphasis on the child's experience in the home. Expression of the deepest purposes and mission for which a soul is born can be greatly enhanced if parents are loving, supportive, and sensitive to the unique qualities of that newly incarnating soul. But the repetition of karmic patterns from one lifetime to the next is only half the story. There is a second way in which the law of karma is active and shapes our experiences. Sometimes, karma challenges us to grow and develop spiritually by giving us the mirror opposite of what we have had in a past life. We could call this the principle of compensation or rebalance. Carl Jung, the famous pioneering psychiatrist who was a contemporary of Casey, spoke of this law of compensation, although in broader terms than merely reincarnation. Jung proposed that the human mind always tries to reestablish equilibrium. Whenever things get out of balance, forces from within ourselves try to compensate for the unevenness. Jung gave this kind of an example. If you go to some extreme in your conscious waking life, your unconscious self will try to produce the opposite extreme. This process can be observed especially in dreams. If you are shy and refuse to reveal anything about yourself, that's an extreme behavior. Because things are out of balance, your unconscious self will compensate for it and bring forth an opposite extreme in order to get you back in balance. You might have a dream in which you are naked in a public place. The purpose of the dream is not guidance to strip off your clothes in public. Instead, it's a reminder to find a point of equilibrium and balance in the area of self-disclosure. The Casey readings on reincarnation suggest that a similar process can take place in the soul from one lifetime to the next. Karma sometimes works in conjunction with this law of balance. If a soul has gone to some extreme in one lifetime, it may have an experience in a later lifetime which temporarily goes to the opposite extreme. In this way, the soul may find its way to a point of evenness and balance. A woman employed as a beautician asked in her past life reading from Casey, "For what did I come into the world plane at this time?" She was told about two previous incarnations in which she'd been waited on by servants and enjoyed a life of leisure. The natural tendency of the soul now was to have a lifetime at the other end of the scale, serving the physical bodies of other people, such as she was doing in her career as a beautician. Another man was described in his reading from Casey as being very unsure of himself. The reading explained that in